too. Bro, you were getting ready. It was like those 2000s teen movies where they have the slow motion and the girl is on the beach and they're like, the water is just drooling down from their mouth. You put the hat off and I was like, bro, that's when you know Connor's locked in, bro.
Yeah.
You're locked in.
I'm salivating. I'm drooling over this. I see it. It's like a voluptuous. I'm not even going to finish that. No.
That's a great mooncat word, my friend.
My vernacular is expansive, so.
Okay. The Asheville teachers would be very proud of us.
I mean, I'm not going to name drop one of them because we've had our private discussions about her.
That's true. She'll probably watch. She's a big fan of us, you know what I mean?
She's yeah.
A fan. And speaking of big fans, no homo. I'm a big fan of the Gannon Cannon.
Yeah.
No homo used at all, even though that sounds very homo of me. So my friend, I know. It's already like a highlight drop already.
Yeah.
You know how they have like the JRE clips, because you know we're a big Rogan guy.
Yeah.
And they have the highlight clips. That's going to be pinpointed on there.
The Gannon Cannon.
That's right.
You want to get a shot from the Gannon Cannon. That's what it is.
That's right.
Okay.
My gosh. Yeah. Bro, what were you thinking when you got that business text? I was like, bro, the pod? How's the pod style for you?
Yeah. I knew, well, when we first talked about this, I knew you were the best type of person for this. I mean, who doesn't love some Thomas Peterson in their life? We all love talking to this guy. He all makes us laugh and smile. But yeah, I mean, I feel like everyone is, any guest who's done this for the first time is a little nervous to come on here, but it's nice. You're a good host.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Bro, it's a weird irony. You know how you're like, you're doing something and while you're doing it, things just pop in your fucking cranium. I just use a good vocab word.
Yeah.
You know that place, the hallway that we walked in with all of our gear?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah, Thomas made me carry over everything. I looked like a 5-year-old on Black Friday.
Hey, I was helping you with the gains, the good workout.
Yeah.
Even though you're literally Arnold compared to my Pee Wee Herman ass, you know what I mean?
That's right. He'll get there. He's size, what are you, 17?
16.
I don't got nothing on that. I don't know what he's talking about.
But I wish it was like size 16, you know, height. I'm like, bro, I got the big Jimmy Neutron head, but then I have the size 16 shoe, but then I'm literally just like 5'9".
We got to proportion you. That's why I brought, we'll get into it, but I brought something to accentuate his muscle growth. So
I'm going
to
tell you this right now. I'm not going to give it away. Because the people that are on the audio side of things, they're probably like, oh, what the hell is Connor talking about? They'll find out. But let's just say what you just held out is, I've never done it before, but we're doing it on the pod with you. That's when you know.
Yes. We're doing it for the first time. And I get, yeah, for the people that are just listening, if you're watching, and we both have large noses, and this is a, this stuff will, I'll just save it. It'll be a nice surprise. Thomas is going to, I don't know if he's going to get up and run or, I don't know. I gave this stuff to my mom and that was one hell of an experience.
Because they usually call me like Picky Peterson and they've always asked me, Thomas, how would it be if you smoked? How would it be if you drank? We'll never know. But let's just say the thing that you held up, we're going to know tonight.
So we're like, we're getting into like new universes here. Like Thomas doesn't do any sort of substance, but I've found something that, we're going to see.
It hits the fucking trick, bro.
Yeah. I found a loophole for Thomas's. It's like abstinence, but for substances.
We'll make it work because I remember when I worked at like a summer camp. And some of the coworkers there, they legitimately thought I was on coke. How much energy I had. They were like, Thomas, what'd you get into?
That's what I mean. People who do drugs, they're looking for something. You wouldn't benefit from it. You're already like up there. You're good. You don't need to.
Yeah, I was like, bro, I just did trick cereal. You know what I mean? And then an occasional, because we live near a DQ. Did you know that literally like 12 years ago, I went there 95 times in one single summer season.
That's, by the way, that's only like 4 months, people. The place is only open like, I think only like 5-6 months. That's it. That's insane.
That was my cocaine. Bro, it was an insane thing because obviously we live walking distance from it. And my dad had this big jar of quarters. And I didn't get an income at the time. I was 13. So I saw her quarters.
Yeah.
And let's just say a big dent was done from them. The fall was noticeable. So then my dad was like, wow, you had a really great day at school today. Let's reward you with some DQ.
Yeah.
But I was already there earlier. So I said, nah, I'm good. So then it was sus because he was like, this guy usually says yes to it. What do you mean no? He's like, you know what? We'll still go. We'll put it in the fridge.
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah. You could like hide it somewhere.
Exactly. And we go in there and the girl's like, hey, it's the kid who pays in quarters. And I was like, oh no. And then my dad put two and two together and it was something.
Man, what happened to that jar of quarters? Did you ever see it again?
Let's just say he basically, I don't think we have a safe, but he probably put in the closest thing to a fucking safe that we have.
Yeah. 95 times. You can do the math on it. What year were you born?
99.
He was born in 99. So like a 2012. I know Thomas, dude wasn't getting a small. I know he's getting a medium every damn time. So that must have cost like $4 every. That's a good like $300 just on ice cream in one summer.
Mm-hmm. It was insane, bro. It was insane. I'll never forget like times when we were younger, because obviously now I could just contact you on Instagram and be like, let's go hang out. Let's do this.
Yeah, sir.
When we were younger, obviously we didn't have that possibility because we were younger. So how close our families are, bro, you know?
That's what pulled it in for us like in the beginning, was just because of all the events we would always be at together, and our moms in particular that were always together.
Bro, those two are fucking tight, bro. I didn't even know that when I was younger, but looking at it now, those two are essential. There are times where I'd come home and she's at my kitchen table talking to my mom, and I'm like, holy fuck, you guys are like long lost sisters, bro.
Yeah, my mom is able to connect with, she's an amazing woman, and so is your mom too. Your mom loves to help people and kids in particular. That's what she did for many, many years. And I admire everyone who does that. And like, I say the same thing with my mom. She's able to connect with, she just wants to help people. She just wants to spread her love. So they're meant for each other. That obvious, they're good best friends. So
that's the way to go. Cause I think my mom, literally like 48 hours ago, I was on the treadmill or whatever. And my mom was like, oh, Michelle Gannon. Cause I think Harold and my mom went to Costco for some reason. Shout out Michelle, best Costco worker of all time. They were at Costco and I guess my mom said, oh, Michelle asked, how's the podcast going? And it did everything in my power not to tell my mom, oh, it's going good. Michelle, one of Michelle's sons is going to be on soon, because I'm trying my best to keep each guest a surprise.
Yeah.
My big blabbermouth ass is just, ooh, this, you know?
I mean, it's kind of funny how you're able to go places and you're just well-known, like Costco of all places, Stockwell Drive, Avon, shout out, that place sucks.
Oh,
fuck Costco.
Why is that?
I mean, economically, they're doing really good, but, I don't know. My mom's been there 30 years. She needs an upgrade. Sometimes people look at a job as like a retirement package. So that's all I'll say about it. She's got to deal with a few of those right now.
Because she's a top dog in the glasses department, right?
Yeah. So she got in before you had to do like a test or anything. So in my opinion, you don't need screwing glasses together. I don't think you really need like schooling for that.
Well, she does do a very good job at it, because there have been times where I've been in like wrestling fights, fake wrestling fights, with my friends. I'm very OCD about my glasses, so I forget that I have them on during them, and then I take them off after. I'm like, fuck, this shit's destroyed. So I hit your mama right away on Facebook Messenger, And I'm like,
yep, she'll always get back.
That's right. And I come in, I was like, I need them fixed, please. And she just fucking exceptional at it, you know?
Yeah, she knows what she's doing. She's really good with her hands. Sorry. That's
and that area is goated as fuck because we got literally the IKEA, the closest one, and literally until Connecticut, Jordan's fucking furniture, BJ's, you know?
Jordan's furniture. Man, I don't know. I never could have imagined as like a, you remember my haircut as a 13-year-old, who would have knew 6 years later I'd be looking like Jordan. Jordan's furniture. You know, the guy, Jordan.
No, I think his name's actually Elliot.
Is his name Elliot?
It's all coming out.
Nah, it's Jordan. It's Jordan.
Yeah, we'll
call him Jordan.
Exactly, exactly. I found out that, you know, that rotary over there, I think it's a rotary.
Yeah.
Near there, I guess he almost hit my parents' car. Yeah, almost hit their car on the way over there.
He's too old to be driving. He can't be on the road anymore.
And I can only imagine how they felt because the, you know, the Polar Express ride that they had over there?
Yeah, the Enchanted Village.
Mm-hmm. Closed. It wasn't working for the whole day, like the whole year.
Yeah.
For the Christmas season.
Mm.
So I can only imagine how much money that motherfucker lost, you know?
I don't know. My family retired. I don't feel like anyone goes to that anymore. I mean, except little kids, but like, what the hell are you doing? You're going to a furniture store as like a family gathering for, I don't know.
Bro.
I don't know.
Speaking of gatherings, our gatherings, bro, since we've had like a resurgence of the Peterson, Gannon, I tried to think of another analogy for, I can only think of our last names, for our meetups, bro, they've been...
Gannerson.
Gannon, oh, that... That sounds like the beginning of the song. It's like, Gannon. No, again, with the racks on that mission.
Yeah, we could turn it into a producer tag.
But isn't it, I feel like it already was for like a Uzi song. Like, I was like...
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know the name of it, but yeah, that sounds familiar.
And they said, oh, Thomas, maybe you can work a radio voice. I'm like, trap with your boy. I think it was McLovin, right?
Yeah, it was McLovin. Damn, son.
Oh, is that the one that's like, damn, son, where'd you find me?
Yeah. You got it pretty good. It's pretty good.
Trapaholics. Bro, that's insane. Because we're making each other laugh, because maybe that's the power of...
McLovin. We're just McLovin life.
That's right.
Mm.
And maybe it's also because of comedians that we watch.
Mm.
You know? Because this is the resurgence. I'm not calling myself Joe, but I am the host, and you have the long hair of someone other that we know in the comedy world.
Mm.
So maybe this is... You know where I'm going with this. You know where I'm going with this.
It's, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's the new Theo and Joe.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I don't know. Maybe I got to do like a lot more cocaine to get to that.
Could you get it with this? Cause I'm, like I said, I'm new to this. I don't know. About...
It's like when he went on the podcast, I could hit it like it's a damn cocaine, like one each nostril. Oh, that's not good. Guys, it's just. Juiced on me. The juice is loose.
On the...
The juice is loose.
That's what happens with that when it's like that? Oh. Shows how much I know. Shows how much I...
Oh!
Wait, so...
I'm going to get a hit.
Even that, like, little dot made it...
What, yeah, like the little juice?
Yeah. Oh, so we're in for a treat then.
Just smell my finger.
I want the whole deal. I want the whole...
You can... Like, you don't even have to put it close. You can kind of get it. You smell it?
Well, I could smell it.
It kind of smells like ammonia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I had that back in the day.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the same thing or
yes.
Pneumonia?
No. Ammonia. Ammonia is a chemical. Pneumonia is a disease.
Yeah.
So for anyone that doesn't know, smelling salts it's just ammonia. So whenever someone's in a deep slumber, this works. Like a charm, just put this under their nostril, and yeah, they'll...
So if like they were asleep and you tried it, what would happen?
And it's...
I would definitely wake them up, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, for first timer... No, it's not even that. It's anyone. You can buy them. They're, like, in little ammonia sticks. All paramedics usually have them on hand. It's in case someone goes unconscious because, yeah, if you just snap it, I don't want to give it away because, like, what will happen is probably what your reaction will be.
Interesting.
But I don't know because when I opened it, this is already a month old, so it's lost a lot of its potency.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I first opened it, it sent me running through the house. I couldn't. And like when I had my mom do it, because I was like, that sounds like such a horrible thing. Like, why would you make your mom do it?
Well, have her like be patient zero, be like, oh, see how it goes.
I was like, all right, if I can get someone to do it without asking questions, it's her. Because she'll just be like, oh, all right. I mean, she asked like one question. She's like, what is that? After, you know, I took a whiff of it. And I was like, the fuck? I was out of it for like a full minute, 2 minutes.
Anyone else tried in the house?
No, it was just my mom. Because after me and her, we started telling everyone, like, stay the hell away from...
Shit. Can you imagine the great Josh? He's about to go into that nice-ass whip he has. Beautiful-ass whip, from what I heard. I haven't seen it in person. But he's about to go whip it around. And he takes some smelling salts. How would that happen? Would he like go past some like red lights or like what would the... It varies for everyone, right?
Yeah. I don't want to get into because I can say exactly what it's like. It's very similar. Well, all right. You're committed to it. You're going to do it. It's very similar to pepper spray.
Okay.
But it's brief. That's why this is on the top of it. You do not want to hold this close to your eyes because it's like literally like pepper spray if you get it near your eyes.
So I'll be like, smell this, like this, and then do I close my eyes when I do it?
Yes, close your eyes.
Thank God I asked that.
You close your eyes and you don't, especially because we have big noses, that does matter how big your nose is. You don't go in there like no, you... You want it. Sorry for people listening. Jeez, that was loud. You want to waft it because it's just straight chemicals. You do not want to take a full inhale of that.
So I'll close my eyes, go like this, like quick. I'll be like, and then pull it away.
Hold it. When it's like straight out the bag, potent, you can hold it down here and do it, and you'll still get a fucking hit.
So with this one,
it's because it's a little bit older. When I was doing it, I was literally holding it right here, and I was like, "I was like, what the?
Where do I put it after? Should I just put it on the?"
Yeah, you can just put it down. It's not like you'll go into like anaphylactic shock. Here, you're not. That doesn't even make sense. You're not gonna like go into shock and just drop. It's like pepper spray. It's like getting punched in the nose. It's a really hard punch in the nose.
Relatable.
Yeah.
Relatable.
Yeah. Where it's like a congested stinging that you can't get rid of.
Then it gives you like ultimate energy.
Yeah. It's not congested because it clears you out. That's why people take it. You take a hit of the first. I don't get it. I don't get how you're able to smell this and like even see a foot in front of you. Never mind lift fucking 1,000 pounds, because that's what they do. They whiff this and then they're like, they lift 1,000 pounds, which it's I don't know. That stuff is bad. I mean, you get used to it. It's like doing cocaine. So
does it help with like diseases? You know, like when you're like sick or something, does it switch your body?
I suffer from not being able to get up on time, so it's with that.
Because speaking of diseases, I randomly realized this. You know, in COVID, I don't remember whose birthday or whatever the fuck event it was, how close that we lived near each other. In COVID, we had like the drive-up party. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was for me. Yeah.
That was the most surreal thing ever. Like, whose idea?
I hated those.
That was definitely not your idea.
No. No. It was a surprise. And that was the only, like, surprise birthday party. That makes it sad. I was grateful for it. I'm glad everyone came for it. But I'm opinionated on everything. I thought the COVID ringing drive-through birthday parties were kind of stupid. I mean, I'm grateful for everyone that came, but I'm not big on birthdays. I don't like my birthday. I usually don't celebrate it.
Why is that? Don't mind me asking.
I keep it secret. Well, I like to keep it secret for a few reasons. One of them is it shares a date with a significant personal reason. I'll just say that. It kind of, my birthday is a little bit of a, it's not really happy for me. It's more of a struggle sometimes, usually. It's just another day. So, but I like to keep it secret because I am just secretive about a lot of things. I don't know. I think it's cool that way. It's more lucrative.
Well, that's why I give you props for doing this. Thank you for coming on here and doing this. And I heard, according to TikTok, that a lot of the girls like the mysterious men. Some of them, not all of them. Some of them like...
It's a fine line because, like, you can be mysterious and you're on the map. Mm-hmm. People, I chose to leave everything behind. I am a completely different person from who I was. I'm completely off the grid. I don't talk to anyone.
It's a great song.
That'll be another segue into one of our talking points. How long are we? It's only been like 15 minutes, man. And it's pretty good.
And it flew by. That's when you know time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And speaking of time, my friend, you were talking about your birthday. I always forget that you're not 21. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm going to get a drink with you, but like I always forget because you look, in my opinion, you look older than me. Whether you agree or not, I think you look older than me, especially if I didn't have a beard.
I don't know.
Maybe it's the build, the long ass hair. You know what I mean?
I think it's my facial features. I get them from my dad. And my dad just has, we both... I have very deep set eyes. I feel like I have an older. I don't. Where is he pulling this shit out of? Deep set eyes and mysterious men. I don't know. Maybe
my 40 page is a little fucked. I don't like them. I don't like that stuff. For some reason, the Chinese spy puts it on my stuff. I don't know.
Are you on Zhao Hongshu yet?
What's that?
You're on Zhao Hongshu?
Is that the new app?
Red Note.
Oh, Red Note.
Yeah. I've been...
Is it the one where it's like Xing?
No, I think that's just crazy.
No. I was trying to sing a song that they were doing, but then I realized as I was about to sing it, it would have sounded bad. So I was like, you know what? Let me not sing it. You know,
bro, there's some wild stuff on Zhao Hongshu. It's just
how do you have that and not have TikTok?
I hate TikTok.
So you're telling me we were like driving to the Hanover DQ, and you were like. Yeah, I don't really fuck with TikTok.
Nah.
It's not US-based, but you got something more not US-based. That's insane. What's the reasoning on that, Gannon Cannon?
Zhao Hongshu. I can't...
What even is that? Is that the Chinese version of Red Note?
Yeah.
Red Note?
Yeah. Zhao Hongshu.
I didn't even know about that, bro.
Yeah.
So what's on there? What's the algorithm?
It's just really weird Chinese people and what they post, because it's a communist country, so everything is... People don't realize it, but when you're a communist country, literally everything is an extension of the government. So, like, even TikTok over there that's how a communist country works. It's run by government. It's a government branch literally dedicated to TikTok in China. That's why we're trying to get rid of it.
There's a lot of things that I found out from that app that I didn't know about. for.
It's Zhao Hongshu is Zhao Hongshu. All right. There's just some really weird stuff on there.
So casual. That's the thing. I want to say it, but I don't know how to say it and then sound weird with it or bad with it. So how do you say it?
Zhao Hongshu.
Zhao. Yeah. I'm gonna have you be my Chinese word correspondent.
I used to have a Vietnamese friend.
Is that the coworker, right?
Yeah. The funniest thing, Vietnamese guy, his name was V, literally V-I.
And didn't he like teach?
His last name is Lee. V-I-L-E.
V-Lee. V-Lee.
I love that, dude.
That's a legend right there. That's a legend. I think you told me about him at Topgolf.
Yeah. Dude, smacks friggin' dingers.
Twitter. I was wondering, he was teaching you something. I wasn't sure if it was that or snow.
Yeah, it was the... I've totally lost it, by the way. I gotta call the dude. It was... it was funny, because we went to... I like McGolf better. Go to McGolf, especially... It's only open during the summer, but if you really want to, like... get some good practice in. Topgolf is not the place to go. Go to McGolf.
What's McGolf? Sounds like something McDonald's base.
I know, right?
Like a new summer meal.
Bro, they'd kill. McGolf. What would that even be?
It'd probably be, you know how they have your boy Travis Scott's meal? It'd probably be whatever Tiger Woods likes to eat, you know? Probably be something like that.
Just a bottle of vodka. He's gonna DUI.
Bro, I forgot all about that. What the fuck?
He's gonna DUI.
Because speaking of golf, weren't you there with a bunch of unks with Costco? You positively infiltrated the Costco party, right? At Topgolf?
Yeah, I was at Topgolf Costco event. Yeah. That was all right.
Is it like your mom's birthday or what was the...
No. It was just a company party. So, like, they pretty much rented out the whole third floor. Yeah.
Bro.
There was some...
Oh, the workers? Yeah.
Not the workers.
Oh, what?
I mean, some of them.
Yeah.
I couldn't... I was thinking about it. I was like, yo, I might want to work it.
Where did...
Oh, that's really far. Never mind. My vape addiction. Nicotine.
You can do it. You can do it. Do it. Do it in here. No one's gonna see it.
And no,
in lifetime, you know, you'd be the first
geek bar. This is actually my. I don't know. My other smokers out there, believe it or not, this is my first time I've ever bought one. I'm a big Crave fan. So,
first vape hit of the Peterson podium. I'll never forget. I went on this like Tinder date before. And she used her bong, and she asked me if I wanted it, but forgot that I don't do that.
Yeah.
And that was the closest time I ever did it, because this girl, I had a big crush on her at the time, and I told my cousins that, and they were like, so you weren't going to do it for the boys, but you were going to do it for her? And I was like, I'm going to be honest, yeah, you guys are right, that's right, I was thinking of it, you know what I mean? I was thinking of it, because I remember it was like one of my birthdays. And I forgot which friend it was. I think he was doing a vape or whatever, and he asked me if I wanted, and I was like, nah, I'm good. You know what I mean? There were times it was close, because I remember I went to, like, Dave & Buster's, and one of my friends had, like, the sparkly drinks. So obviously it was, like, an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
But it was, like, the alcoholic version of lemonade, so I almost fell for it and thought it was my lemonade.
Oh, really?
Just like how when I was younger, I thought Mike's Hard was regular lemonade.
You wouldn't take like a sip of alcohol, because it's not like smoking. Like one sip of alcohol, literally, it can't do anything to a person.
That's true. I always tell people the catchphrase of, I'm more likely to get a tattoo than drink or smoke.
Yeah.
Who knows, maybe it'll happen one day, but for some reason,
I think it'll happen by like, you literally, you're not recognizing you're drinking alcohol, and you're just gonna accidentally take a sip, and you're like, all right, why not? I might as well just swallow instead of.
There's so many like sexual innuendos so far in the pod. You know what I mean, bro?
We swallow on this podcast.
We do swallow. We do. I try to swallow. I don't even know if I'm saying it the right way, but I try to like swallow. A segue, but it sounded like weird as fuck. You know what I mean?
Segue in the sex.
All I heard was sex. That's all I heard. That's the only word I heard.
Sex.
But I was trying to swallow my positive overwhelmness when I was starting this podcast announcement. Because I was thinking in my head, self, you've had so many of these different fucking eras. And you want to know one of the eras I was thinking of when I started this?
What?
Instagram Live. And it's funny, those two words open up that cranium of yours.
The cranium.
Because you know how many times I saw Scumbag Dior joined?
Cookie Jr. back then. I got to shout out my, that's the old me and the, well, I mean, you can still find my content on my YouTube channel under the same name. But yeah, it was that. Those were the times. I remember... It was really, yeah, I'm glad you said that because it brings back a really stupid memory. It was like the middle of homeroom at the end of the day. And we know, so they had homeroom at the beginning and at the end of the day. I really liked that, how you had like a home, like a classroom that you stayed in at the, I made so many friends at Asheville. It was an awesome time. I liked it way better than high school. Same. I mean, I think that's a given for a lot of people because high school was just stress and drama. I just had fun. Middle school was just so much fun. I wasn't worried about anything.
And there's a lot of people that are still there from before because when I worked there, Mr. Troy Keltica is still there.
Yeah.
His awesome white Steve
Urkel. I got into so much crap with him, but... Yeah, I remember for the Instagram Live, I was in homeroom one time, and no, you weren't with that girl. You moved on. I think you were like, you were with one of your girlfriends. I don't know who it was. The late girl.
What year was it?
I think it was 2019.
I was with my girlfriend at the time, Amy.
Amy?
Yeah.
Was it? Oh. Okay, yeah. So I remember y'all were like sitting in, it must have been in class together. It's funny. You guys were in class and I was in class. And bro, they were like really sticklers about it. The phone use in school. Cause like they really couldn't it's not like how today they're literally putting like laws in order to restrict phone use in classroom. Before it was more of just like, you know, put that phone away. And I was just like, no. Like, bro, no. What are you talking about? It's my phone. Just put it away.
Mr. Hodgson from...
That was my homeroom. That,
really?
That was the homeroom. Again. So you were on live and I asked to join and you accepted it. You let me join. And right as you did that, Dr. Lovell walked in the class.
Really?
Yeah. And she just looked straight at me and she's like, bro, are you like on a phone call in the middle of... And she's like, dude, give me your phone. And he was like, you were still on live. And she shut my phone off while she
What?
Yeah, there was...
Still there. Barbara is still there.
Yeah, I don't know how. She looked ancient even... Again, time is multiplicative, so like, yeah, it felt like a long time ago, even though it was only like 6 years ago. She hasn't gotten that much older.
But the ginger hair is gone, now all white.
She was, really?
Yeah, I remember.
I don't know, I think that started happening during my eighth grade year.
It's probably the stress that me and you gave her.
Yeah. Bro, my eighth grade year for her was crazy. There was so many, I swear there was like 12 fights that year.
It was like a Royal Rumble type shit.
It was so funny.
That happened, I think, in my senior year at BHS, and I never got to see one single fight. And I was seeing videos, but I just never was in the right place at the right time. It just shows how big that place is. It's like a college campus.
I would never... I liked the middle school things because there was never cops there. Mm-hmm. So, but like at DHS, if you were getting in a fight, then you were getting in legal trouble. So I was like, what the hell is the point of being like, bro, just wait and go somewhere else to fight then. Stop being an idiot.
Because I remember you were one of the legends that I know that went to Southeastern. And with Southeastern,
I should have started Southeastern Street Beefs. That could have been a...
Well, like a YouTube channel?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, I think there was a segment on one of my vlogs where it was like Southeastern Street Beefs. there wasn't a lot of fights there. No, not at Southeastern. Just a lot of weird stuff going on, man. They employed a lot of...
a lot of like...
Pedos!
You took the words right out of my mouth. I remember, it's like I was a psychic Peterson, and I knew that I hired those weirdos because my mom asked me, do you want to go to open house to set? And I didn't even get out of bed for it. I was like, it's not my vibe. I don't want to do it. And
I don't know what it is. Well, I know what it is. The guy, you can find it on articles. One of the chair members was literally, of course, he was from Brockton too, was found sleeping with a student. He had relations with a student. I don't know. You'd have to go read the article, but I know it's something. I know he at least was like sending stuff to the student. He had some type of relationship, and I think that just goes to show like how far up it went. Like, there wasn't levels to it. Like, oh, there's, you got the teacher pedos, and then you got the administrative pedos, and then you got the chairman pedos. It was more like that. I feel like it was just that one guy that slipped through the crack on the board. And then when like stuff made it to him, like how it legally should have. And what I mean by that, we had a lot of accusations at Southeastern. And in my opinion, if you're even accused, you should not be allowed to work at a high school again.
That's facts.
Like, why are you even getting accused?
Yeah. And you said that you think it went longer than it should have type thing. Well, obviously, no matter how long it is, it's always bad doing that stuff. But like, were you saying like somehow it wasn't like noticeable? Do you think like he knew someone and they kept it under wraps, or like what, how do you think?
One guy in a position of power that was letting stuff happen, I think.
Horrible.
Yeah, and just in my career, I know you can't say it for, I know like most high school kids in America won't be able to say this. In my time at Southeastern, like over 6 teachers were accused, and 2 of them were arrested on charges. Mm-hmm. I don't know many other kids who could say that about their high school.
Exactly.
You know,
that's horrible. They need to be set on positive teachers instead of those negative fucking people, bro. That's insane. Mm-hmm. Insane, bro. Mm-hmm. Because I remember with the Michael Scott lookalike teacher, like we were talking about Mr. Hodgson, because we last talked about school, I randomly remembered him again. The thing is with him, I remember
he moves like him too. I guess all guys when they're that short kind of move like that. It wasn't like a like an attempt at power. It was literally like the Michael Scott walk.
He looks just like Carell. It's insane. Because I randomly thought of this because you mentioned Hodgson, you mentioned phones. It was someone that like looked at him and was like, you don't pay my bills for the phone. He's like, I want your phone now. And I was like, oh shit. And actually down the, oh, these ideas are like flooding to my cranium right now. It's probably the most I've ever used that word. Down the hall to the left or whatever. So specific. My home room. I remember we were doing that thing called Second Step. And
That sounds familiar.
It was like some anti-bullying thing, I think. And they were like, that sounds
familiar.
I was like on my phone and I was bored out of my mind because I was not in my elective and I really wanted to be in my elective.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got the most boring ass teacher of all time. She needs to get fired. And she took my phone. And I said, it was autocorrect.
It's on a carrot.
It was insane. I couldn't believe it.
God damn it. You're lucky. When you were in middle school, phones had only been invented, or like smartphones has only been out for like 5 years. God, I bet you could get away with some real shit. I remember I saw this on like one of the funniest yearbook quotes I've ever saw. It was like this kid, he was just nice, you know, handsome gentleman, a nice picture, nice smile. And then the quote was like, whoever invented copy and paste, like, I owe you my life. I feel bad for the kids in school now because they're taking away all the phones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one of my high school career. It was the people there weren't that great, like administratively. Obviously, I'm talking about the pedophiles and all those people, but I wasn't affected by those. I had a real weird time with like, so sometimes you get thrown through the ringer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was more of like high school was like a big experiment for me. I kind of went a little bit wrong towards the end. Yeah, and set didn't really help at all. The only thing they really it's funny. The only thing they really did let slide on a huge level was my attendance. I absolutely should have been held back like 2 years just for my 10th senior year. I missed like a whole 80 days.
Really?
Yeah, that's like more than a third of the year. And they were just...
Well, I'm glad that they let it.
Yeah, it was just like 2.3 GPA. And advice to anyone listening, if that's how you want to cruise through high school, just be emotionally distraught and get in on... It's called a 504 order. It was really... Yeah. It was an interesting time.
But I'm glad you weren't as having like, I'm glad you weren't having as much of a distraught time as the person I'm about to mention. Because we were talking about BHS, and I remember there was a time I came into school, and one of my friends, me and him had a tradition of walking outside around all the buildings to say hi to people that we knew. But we finished it a little bit earlier before the bell rang. So we went inside and saw all the people that were having breakfast and stuff.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we noticed like a huge police presence around more than usual. I was like, whoa, this is kind of rare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we walked upstairs because we thought it was time. According to our phones, it was time like it usually is. So we thought maybe the bell's not working, whatever. We saw teachers with babies running out of the building. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? Attention, everyone, go into the IRCs. I think it's the libraries, or go into the cafeteria. Oh, okay, bet. I go on Clue Math Game, shows how long ago it was. And I'm like, attention, students, school is over for today. Fuck, okay. Please go over to the football field so you can, you know, get picked up the buses and stuff. Turns out there was someone weirdly from Tennessee who made bomb threats to all different schools in the South Shore.
Really?
Yeah. It
was wow.
Insane, bro.
Yeah, we never got one of those. I get one of the few good things about it. It was good for other kids. I'm dragging them through the mud right now. It's a shared collective that they're not the greatest school, but if you want to go there and learn a trade, yeah. I learned carpentry. I learned how to play with wood. I'm a fellow woodpecker.
Yeah. A lot of boys out there know how to play with wood.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a pro at it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
long, hard, structurally sound.
And the thing is, like set, like you said, it's good for some people, some not. Like with Spelman, I failed the test on purpose. Like my mom.
Really? I mean, I can't. Oh,
Yeah, all good.
Whoopsies. I can't justify it. Like, isn't it like 14 grand a year for that school?
Something like that.
Yeah.
My mom went to that kind of school and saved money on fits. You don't have to be like, oh, do I wear this for my school crush or not? But I was like, it's not really my vibe, so I failed it on purpose.
I mean, no, it isn't your vibe, but I could see, like, you going into a Catholic school, or definitely Spelman. No, but, yeah, one of those, why would you pay, high school's free. You're made to go to high school. Why would you pay for it? That's my opinion on it.
Because I know a lot of legends that have been there, but it's like, it's not really my thing, you know? Because, like, gladly, one of the positive things that did happen with you at high school was, like, you mentioned the vlogs. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
If you want, I can fucking post the link to it in the bio.
I appreciate that. Yeah, if you go look at the stupidest. Yeah, it's some good times. It's stupid, but that's what I recorded it because I wanted people to remember that version of me. And, like, especially after, because, like, during the end part of high school, it wasn't that great for me. So I really wanted my memory to be solidified as just someone who went around and did stupid shit with everyone and had a good time and just, you know, filmed it. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. Spent my carpentry crew. It was awesome.
Don't worry. It shows a good, you know, showing of you on this as well, my friend. Two great men wish everyone well. You know what I mean? So don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
No worries.
Yeah, we'll see who listens to this podcast, who listens in. I saw the first one. It's already got like 90 views.
Yes, sir. And
that almost about a crack 100. Almost there.
That was
I set your Siri off.
Oh, shit. Oh. That was weird. And then, like, once I looked over, it fucking turned off, you know?
Shut up, Siri.
Yeah, they'd be like, we can hear what you were saying, yeah. You know? It's like, that was like YouTube alone. So I sound like a very old person. I don't know how to look at the other platforms for data or whatever, but I'm sure it was whatever too, you know what I mean? But I had to make it happen because before I post big stuff, because you've been big on my content and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I get in the zone with listening to certain Yay unreleased stuff.
Really?
When I was mentioning how this reminds me of a Theo Joe vibe.
Yeah.
Another two friends in the popular culture industry that we also like is Yay and Trav, you know?
Yeah.
And I was listening to that song, Wash Us in the Blood, that the two of them have. Have you heard it?
Mm-mm.
Wash Us in the Blood. Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, something like that.
Yeah.
It's like,
what album? Is it unreleased? It's unreleased.
It's a single.
Okay.
Which I recently found, I recently found a site called Yay Tracker and has every...
Yo, that's sick.
You knew what I was saying right off the bat before I even...
Man.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta look at that website.
Bro, it has every single, I think, unreleased song that he has. All the eras.
It's ridiculous. He has like over 20 albums that are unreleased, doesn't he? It's like, it's up there.
Bro. He's one of the people that I'm a fan of that gets the controversy and stuff. And
like, yeah, it's... He, in the song, you put it on Vultures, it's like he sampled it. The Mike Tyson, what Mike Tyson said about him. He's a leader, and he's just delusional. Every leader is... All successful leaders are delusional. They show some sort of, like, crazy mindsets. They're... Because you have to think outside of the box to really... It's like people who change the status quo, you can't ignore them. And that's who Kanye is. It's like you don't have to like them, but you can't ignore them. And that's what he does. He puts his voice out there and he tries to change things. So.
And I tell people that I see a lot of Yay and Trav, you know, because there was a lot of like Yeezus inspiration in your boy's work of Utopia.
Oh yeah, that is basically all. It was all Kanye. Is Travis? He does produce. I know he does produce, and I don't know. Compared to, we were talking about Mike Dean and Kanye earlier. I mean, I like him. Travis is good. Travis is all right. But he's one of the best performers ever, and that's how he makes all his money.
And how was the vibe when you went to Cirque?
It was great. It was great. I knew it was. That's why I spent all that money on him. I know he isn't the best rapper. He isn't the best songwriter or producer. He's the best performer. He puts on a show, and it really was, my God, it was awesome. Yeah, if anyone get 4 tickets.
Did they really play Fiend all those times?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just stupid. If you start laughing at the end of it. It's like, bro, this is 13 times now. Fiend.
Because
he'll just do it in the middle of it where he's like, he's taking a breath. He's acting like he's all tired. And he's like, oh, Fiend.
Yeah. It's back.
Bro, what are you doing? What?
It's featured Cardi, right? Cardi's in it?
Yeah. Where he made the... Is that before the... I don't remember if it was before or after the big voice change that he made.
Oh, yeah, where it got deeper, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the thing where they were asking Iggy on her Instagram Live or something, oh, where's your baby daddy at? She's like, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in mad long.
And probably years.
Exactly. Keep track of where the hell he is, you know?
Dude is a junkie. I swear, he's just drinking lean all the time.
That's horrible.
Yeah, he's a junkie, dude. That's what happens when you make a junkie famous.
He needs to get some fucking help, bro. I remember I saw a thing of, like, he was playing video games with Uzi when his daughter was being bored or something. I was like, no. Doing
one of my favorite stories is when it's really not funny, it's just vulgar, and it's funny to me. He got pulled over by a state trooper one time, and the first thing he said when they pulled him out of the car is like, fuck you, man, I'm a fuck your wife. It's like, okay,
so random. That was basically like a, you know who the hell I am, I'll fuck your wife. That's basically what he was inferring, you know.
What is that? Where's that from?
What?
Oh, no, yeah. He's like, yeah. No, that was, I think that was like 2016, though. It was funny as shit.
Because this is the thing. Me and you have like dark humor, but we're good people. You know, we don't wish bad on people, but we have dark humor.
Jokes are jokes.
Exactly.
It's like you can't be bounded by anything when it's humor.
It's like,
I don't care what anyone says about being politically correct.
It's like the Shane Gillis show that you showed me in your car. Like, that shit was funny as fuck, and some people get misunderstood with it, but it's great gold, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, okay, we could put like all these bounds and limits on friggin' comedy, but that's what we've been doing, and it's been getting pretty damn boring, hasn't it? It's like, that's why I listen to the guy Shane Gillis, because he's doing something that not only is everyone else not doing, like, people are talking down about it. People shy away from, like, just saying whatever they want and joking about whatever they want. And I feel like that's so horrible. That's just killing creativity.
I'm so glad that SNL realized they fucked up and had him be host.
I know, yeah. That's the stupidest part. It's like, you guys fired him and then had him host. Couple of years later.
That's when you know he won, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't need those guys.
Are you like, so with your comedy taste, I'm guessing your great cousins, you know, Will and Sean, are they on the same board with it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, when I went on a ski trip with Dwayne, I call him Dwayne William.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were listening to Theo and friggin' Joe the entire time.
I love those two, William and Sean, bro, because it's so cool looking back at it, bro. The fucking Y Camp days, you know what I mean? Like, that's how long.
Stoughton Y. Man, the Stoughton Y.
Bro.
Really? So that was, well, we started going, I don't know when they started going. I think they started going a few years before me and my brother did. Stoughton Y, though, that. I really like that. That one, like the outside part of it, is really cool. I don't know about the otherwise. But.
Yeah, because I remember going to your mom's, I think, surprise birthday party. And it was like a thing of like, they were both there. And I was like, holy shit. I felt like a fucking grandpa because like, you got so big, son, you know, like, cause it's been a while since I've seen them.
Yeah.
So I was like, where the hell has time gone, bro? And where has time gone with like the fact that we're here at BSU? I don't know if you remember this. You sent me this thing of like, bro, keep up the inspiration. I think it was like a thing after I was backstage.
Because I was like, this dude's like becoming famous or something.
Bro, I tell people it's the right place at the right time. I wore a suit and I was on the floor seats at the Garden and I went a place that I thought was an exit and it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I was still trying to find an exit within backstage. And as I was seeing the people from the show, the wrestling show. I was like, whoa, that's insane. And I see one of the CEOs come out and I'm like, bro, that's wild.
Yeah.
He started with the Chicago Bears. And I'm like, wow.
Damn.
That's fire.
I know. Yeah. You said you're like walking along with them and you're just like shooting the shit. Damn. It's crazy.
And now I'm shooting the shit with someone better than that CEO, Connor Gant.
Yeah. We're the up and coming CEOs, the future.
I like that. Bro, we're going to pitch that crib. I said,
in that crib, bruh. He's wearing blue too.
You are too. We're going to pin that clip when we make it Hyrule, which is a perfect segue, because I remember you sent me an Instagram DM and you're like, when we become Hyrule, that means celebrity, right? If I remember correctly.
In my own definition, I could give a shit about fame. Celebrity in my definition is purely monetary value. So yeah, lots of money.
When we come better on the money, you know what I mean? You mentioned that thing about doing New Year's Eve and New York, right?
Yeah. I don't know what the hell. Let me look at that again. I screenshotted it.
That'd be fire, bro. I would love that. I would absolutely love that.
It was crazy.
From getting the amazing North End food near our house to getting like steak filet mignon in Times Square. As time flies. Or like that diner that we went to. That diner, that 70s diner.
Yeah, what do they call it?
I think it's a 60s diner.
Is it?
But then you go from that to get some great Times Square food when we become, you know, great.
I know. It's going to be a journey. We're going to have to look at all the stops we had along the way.
I will get that. Oh, how much is that?
Yeah, so it's ridiculous. $1,400.
For what? A suite?
No, just a ticket.
You need a ticket to wait outside?
No. So, like, so New Year's, the ball drop is free. You go to it's public.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people go there 6 hours before it happens, because you have to if you want to get right up front.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, it's New York. There's buildings everywhere, especially right next to Times Square. So people have penthouses on top of that's what you have to obviously pay to get into. So one of the starting, it's like $1,400 for just one person, an individual. I'm sure it's a fully catered event. It's got food. It's got everything. You can do whatever you want up there for $1,400. Well, it's not that expensive.
And you become a legend in the snowboarding game. I know that's one of your things. Then
I've been putting in that work. You boys just wait. I haven't been. I like staying humble. I hate my opinion on people that go to the mountain with like GoPros and shit. Like, you should not be filming yourself if you can't do like tricks and like, bro, that's like the same thing as like asking for attention. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, ask someone to watch my clips. Like, bro, if I'm good enough, you're just gonna watch it. You're gonna want to see what I do.
Is that like when influencers give stuff to homeless people and they try to get recognition?
Right. Yeah, it's in any regards, just asking for attention. It's like, bro,
you're going to be the
beautiful things don't ask for attention. They just receive it.
I like that. You know what I like? Every guest I've had so far, and I'm sure the other ones in the future will too, have given me great quotations. That shit I'm going to write down too. I like that fucking shit. Bro, yep. You're going to be the new Shaun White. Is that the right?
Shaun White, yeah. Damn, he washed out in like a few years.
You want to know what didn't wash out? This idea, you know, you started the idea for video podcasts for me.
Really?
I almost did like straight up voice memo, which would have not have been good. I know. I didn't know what I was doing at first, and you're like,
oh. Video is half the battle, because like, or half of it, because you want, listening is hard to just connect. You need people that connect with it. Face value.
That's right, bro. You said that. Oh yeah, we're good. You said that you have some things that you wanted to ask me, my friend.
Yeah, if we could. This fucking.
Don't worry.
This is good.
All in. Wow, that was another section.
Woo! All right. Slow me down. You can take me out to dinner, and then we can do that.
Shit. Anyway. After party. Yeah, we're gonna have a better time than that couple that we saw at Westgate Lanes. Remember that couple was arguing? They were like, we were using their balls. That's another sexual innuendo. And they went, they're using our balls.
They're using our balls.
And I put it through the legs. You know what I mean? Because I was like, bro, it's public. It's not your balls. It's your balls. Whoever wants to.
And then you were like fucking holding it above your head.
Oh. Exactly, bro. It's like, bro, they're not your balls.
Crazy. Acting like Dylan Major. Shout out Dylan Major. Love that kid.
He's a bowling legend for what you told me, you know?
Yeah. He's really protective of his balls. They're always shiny.
He has
they smell pretty good, too. They feel pretty good, too. Oh. Yeah.
I'm sure there's... Wow. I didn't even know what I was going to say with that, you know? I didn't even know where I was going out with that.
Man.
Bro.
Oh, damn, this kid, Ethan. Do you ever just leave people undelivered for 3 weeks? Sorry. Yeah, I'd be doing
that. Never. I wouldn't.
I'd be doing that.
I try to reply as soon as possible.
Yeah, you're one of the people I unfortunately do that to. And sometimes you just gotta go into solitude.
Yeah, I'm so fine. We're coming from Boy Scouts era all the way to the pod. You know, we go way back. So you're
fine. I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Don't worry.
I know. I went through some shit with other past friends where it's like, they got mad because of droughts in our friendship. It's like, bro.
Listen, life happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if you wanted to keep that a surprise for the viewers, but I just realized, you know, you had something on the mystery list for me. So, you know, I'm all ears, my friend. Hopefully you want to keep it low key. You know, I just thought of it just now.
What?
You know, if that's all right with you. What?
Yeah. All right, Thomas Peterson, I got some questions for you. Well, I mean, I know we started this podcast, you wanted to just shoot the shit, but
I think we did a good balance, a good Q&A and overview of.
We got a good balance in between here. But I don't know, I like the structure of it. I like it. It's, but where do you see this going? Where do you want to take this, man? What are we doing with this?
So coincidentally, us being at BSU and I'm a senior in communication studies for media and I want to work in radio, television, anything that puts my social skills to the test.
Yeah.
I mean, because when I was 9, they said I had social skills problems in a sense of I was like one of the shyest kids.
Really? That's going to shock most of the viewers out there.
Exactly.
Comes.
And I don't know what it was. Asheville, a little switch, because, you know, me and you are big Asheville fans with the great Troy. Yeah.
And honestly, not the kite, but it was the same thing for me. I don't know what it is with that place. It just brings out. Just lets you crack out of your shell, really.
That's right.
So you were kind of like, you weren't that open and sociable in elementary school.
Yeah.
And then kind of like flipped when you got to middle school.
Yeah, it was like mid sixth grade is where it happened, you know?
Yeah.
But the goal is to have this podcast, you know, it could help future occupations. And my goal is to keep it going as long as I can, because I'm a big fan of people, of all people, and I would love to hear people's stories, whether they have the same views as me or not. I just like hearing people's journeys.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And usually, before you ask anything else, I want to say this before I forget. Usually, I end off an episode with saying this, but I'm going to say this before I forget. I ask every guest this. What makes life so beautiful?
The struggle. Purely the struggle. Which is, I guess it's to a lot of, like, I suffer from depression myself, so when you say to someone who has depression and they're like, what's the beauty of life? Oh, the struggle? Well, that fucking sucks then. But you have to find, like I said, beauty doesn't ask for attention, but it's also like you have to go searching for it and you have to work hard to find it, especially in those times of struggle, because I don't know, we're in the day and age of where constant and instant stimulation is an easy path to gratification. I think it leaves a lot of people just blindsided after years of doing stuff habitually, and then they're left like, well, I feel like I've done nothing with my life. Because at the end of the day, that kind of does what happens. You have to find beauty in the struggle. And I don't know, I try to put myself through the fire. I've struggled a lot through my life. And it's all made me into the person who I am today. And I think that is the most beautiful part about it, because even if I wasn't finding beauty in it during the moment, like, yeah, during all of it while I was struggling, I may not have even seen how it was going to affect me in the end or make me better, but it did. That's what's beautiful about it, is at the end of the day, I can look back at even the horrible stuff. Not horrible, but it's not good stuff. I can still be like, wow, I learned a lot from that.
Right. Well said, my friend.
Yes, sir.
I'm happy for you.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Anytime, my friend. You just know you can always call the Peterson Podium host. Since for everyone listening, my phone is an open
Peterson
door policy. ODP. I think that's, yeah, ODP.
ODP. So,
now that I asked my regular podcast question that I'm going to ask to everyone, what else you got?
Yeah. No, that was a good question. I usually don't have a good answer off the dome, but it had me thinking for a minute. So
while you're looking for the stuff, you're saying dome. That's not another special innuendo. I remember that Weymouth dome that we went to.
Oh, yeah.
Random thought. But yeah, you were saying?
No, we need to get one of those, a giant inflatable. It's like a castle.
well, when we're even better on the money, we'll get it, you know, after a New York thing.
Yeah, that's one of the things on here. That's one of the goals, is having the money to go see Kill Tony and going to see these Shane Gillis, all these people, because it's, unfortunately, I won't get into politics, but we're not in the right area. They're not coming here, so we got to go to them.
We might be at Worcester.
Could be.
I wish they would come here. I wish they would come here.
They do stadiums. I think that's honestly why. Because they do stadiums and... What? I mean, we have Gillette.
Oh, the outdoor stadium?
Yeah, they sell out, like, the whole place. Like, the HEB Center in... Or the arena, I don't know what it is. It's in, but yeah, they totally sold that out both days.
I want to go to the mothership with you, bro.
Yeah, is there?
And it's like that Dave Chappelle show that I went to where they locked the phones, but it's worth it because it's more peaceful without the phones.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, come on, I can go 4 hours without my phone. It's fucking gone a week without it before. Shout out to my homies that have been in jail.
We'll have that be the best for last. Is there anything else you?
Yeah, wait. Yeah,
you want me to look through it for you?
No, I mean, if you want.
Is that all right?
Yeah, if you want.
I got you. I'll rapid fire for you, if that's all right.
There really isn't questions. It's more like just talking points.
Ooh, I like this. I like this. Aspirations. Oh, we're definitely going to do Austin for the mothership. We're going to do that. Ooh, I like this. I'll do a rapid.
That's just some.
Don't worry. I'll do a rapid fire. Ready? Hobbies. I like listening to other podcasts. I like doing exercising, whether cardio or lifting weights. Goals. I want to work in the media field. Day to day. Try to positively impact anyone that I can. Dolphin.
Wait, did I put dolphin?
Yeah. See. I don't like the Miami Dolphins. Relationships. Relationships. I wish all my exes well. I'm currently single. All right. My goal is
all the ladies looking.
What happened?
All the ladies that are looking. That's the man.
Hello, ladies. Hello, ladies. Everyone listening. I love you all. Such a Thomas answer, but it's such a Thomas answer, but it's true. Hey,
I love you all.
What's funny? I say I love you all. I love you all, but I'm straight. So the men, I love you as a friend. The girls, you know, there could be one that I like more than.
Okay.
It sounds so awkward. Okay. Yeah. Man.
Sound like a 5-year-old.
I wish every human well. Okay. That's what it is.
I like women.
And then relationships. My goal is to have a wifey one day and have 3 kids, two boys, 1 girl. Job. I want to work media field, college, this place. Describe yourself. Okay. I would say I'm an ambivert, where I'm social, but sometimes I can be introverted, shockingly. What else? Travis Scott and Ye, we love we love their music. Mm. Ty Dolla $ign, very underrated.
He's a really good songwriter. I did not realize that.
I remember Ty Dolla $ign when I flew on a spontaneous visit to Chicago and using $800 of DraftKings money.
Yeah, you told me you saw him
in Chicago.
Yeah.
And then I remember,
did you get a picture with him?
Right? I wish. Me and a couple of Ye fans waited outside the United Center for like a couple hours, and then Ty Dolla $ign came out and he was driving by himself.
Which is insane.
Exactly.
Ty Dolla $ign just cruising around by himself.
And
I don't know. Well,
and Ye was in a car, like all tinted, so I couldn't tell who was coming by. Utopia, underrated. ASAP.
Bro, that it's annoying the shit out of me. I don't know. I have to check. Did it? Hold on.
Did they get arrested or something?
He's about to have another fucking baby. Whatever. Oh my God. He did.
What?
I didn't realize that. He did get arrested.
No.
Just another ASAP member testified in court, I think. Or no. Oh, wait, what? No, he is on trial. Okay.
Interesting.
Wait, what? Bro, I am so out of the loop.
Free ASAP. I don't even know why he's there, but free him, I guess. I don't even know why he's there.
Dude, what the fuck? Is this why his album hasn't been coming out?
That probably is.
You'd be kidding me. Well, he pushed it back.
Oh, really?
He was supposed to drop in November. You're supposed to drop in October.
Here, I guess the album's not ASAP.
When I search up ASAP Rocky new album, it comes up "Don't Be Dumb" like studio album by Rocky, but the first YouTube video is like the most views is like "Unable to drop." Why ASAP Rocky just can't? He can't drop it. He just can't. Damn, because it's not coming. I mean, same with Cardi either, but at least he posted an update. He's like, it looked like, you know how he texts like every other character is capitalized and the next one is lowercase?
So that's fun.
He texts like a junkie. He texts like a literal junkie.
His music, that one that he had with Camila Cabello, I don't know how to say her name.
The one that was with Shawn Mendes.
Yes. No, you're thinking
Sean. Wait.
The Menendez brothers. Very different.
Sean Menendez, bro.
Two very different people.
Yeah. Those guys are those whack jobs.
Are those the ones that, like, are they like the nostalgic version of Gypsy Rose? Like, they killed their mom, right?
Yeah. But it was like, a Southeastern type of thing. That whole family was real weird.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. To explain what the ending thing here is, it just says, now connected to thick cock.
That's another sexual comment. That's like a record.
That one's just a straight sexual comment. It's just...
You want to know what's going to be thick? Thick of greatness, this content's going to be with us trying. Yes. So you do the honors for me, my friend.
Yeah.
So that I can use it as a how-to, because I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't. It's every time I do this, I like putting on the the compilation that they have. If you want to like hype yourself up into doing this, watch like Theo Von and Joey Diaz try them, because they hit it like it's cocaine. Like, they fucking enjoy it.
Oh, before you do it, if you can't, try to get it in the camera. If you can't, that's okay. Oh, by the way, people that are on audio only, this is smelling salts.
You can smell it, can't you? I opened it.
A little bit. What's going on? Oh.
It just feels fucking weird.
Oh, shit.
I would get like a... Yeah.
So it'll be like, and then pull it away.
Yeah, because it's really not as potent anymore.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you can go for a full whiff.
It's like...
That's how you're going to get like a...
Oh, I can already see some remnants.
Like, fully whiff it. You'll get an attack.
So like this.
Whoa. If you want to go harder, you can go harder.
Whoa.
Yeah, it goes up your eyes. It goes up your sinuses.
Whoa. Whoa, it's heavy on the...
Imagine that, like, fresh. Like, you could literally hold it down here and fuck it. Yeah, I gotta do that again. I miss it when it was fresh. It felt like pepper spray.
So I can smell, like, some of this too and over.
Yeah, do not put that on your eyes. That shit will fuck you up. All right, come on, give me...
Yeah, it definitely went up to the eye.
Yeah, we need I might have to order another bottle. Oh, that was a good whiff. That was a good one. Doesn't feel like pool water just getting blasted up your nose?
Yeah, the chlorine. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, it really like wakes you up.
Whoa. It's like the word you used earlier, dimension. I think all the teary eyes coming, I could feel it. Don't worry, I'm not crying, guys. Wow. Wowza.
It kind of relaxes me after it. It kind of just...
Wow. Oh. Wow. You've opened up a universe. Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty good stimulant.
Oh my gosh. It's like heavy on like the part where you were like a punch in the nose.
Yeah, it really is.
I gotta make sure I wash my hands after this.
Your eyes are fucking... You're crying.
It's like coming down, you know? Wow. Oh my gosh. Holy shit. Well, what a legendary way to end it off. My friend, as the tears are coming down, my friend... Don't worry, I'm good. Don't worry. My friend, thank you so very much for joining in on the pod fun. You're a fucking legend.
No, thank you. I'm glad to be here. We'll make this a recurring theme.
That sounds great to me.
Yeah, next time I'll have it more potent, though. You're thinking... Yeah.
That way I could tear from the second eye because the left one isn't getting that much love, you know?
Bro, you'll have to edit it afterwards. There'll be like a little break in the podcast because you're running.
Oh,
it's just fucking bad.
Oh, shit.
It's bad. My mom like ran into the wall. She fucking, because it was so potent, like it really just like, it's like a punch. You can't see. And she just whipped her head around and she ran straight into the wall. I was like, oh my God. But surprisingly, she was okay though.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. She handled it pretty good.
Shout out Michelle.
Yeah. I was surprised that she handled it. She handled like a fresh hit like I did. I was like, wow, that's fucking.
So that wasn't even as close as the.
No, that's like, I'd say that's like 30%. If that of the full,
so
it's not even like a hit. Like I'm telling you, when it's literally a punch. Like you'll go, like you will reach back. It's fucking bad. I love it though. I love it.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. And thank you for introducing me to it.
Yeah. Well, I'll be back sometime.
For yes, sir.
Episode.
No doubt.
So
my friend.
Yes, sir. Here's another episode.
And everyone listening, enjoy life. My dad told me he likes the way I ended it with enjoy life before. So if I remember, I'm going to try to end it off with that. So yeah.
Enjoy life.
I like that. I like that. Enjoy life. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
See you, boys.
Uh-huh. Thank you for listening. Cannon and Peterson. What was it? It was Pannon.
Janinson. Gannerson and Pannon.
Gannerson and Pannon out. See you later, everyone. Enjoy life.